There we go. Clap like I mean it. What's going on, everybody? I'm Mara.
And I'm Tez.
And welcome back to Sisters Who Kill, Holiday Edition. Ow, ow. Dun, 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 dun. So it's the end of the year, and we are so grateful for this amazing year that we have had. 2023 really showed up and showed out for us, for the brand. You guys did as well, and we're so grateful. So shout out to you all.
Very much so.
So we were trying to decide what we wanted to do for the end of the year. I know that a lot of people take breaks, but you know we had to leave y'all with a little something, something. So I think what we're trying to do is that we want to test something out real quick. Can we do that? I'm going to test this out. Keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. One of the big things that people have been asking us for is extra content. Right, Tazzy? I mean, how many times have you heard it?
Ooh, too many times.
More than a few. So we were trying to figure out what extra content would look like. Giving you guys a full true crime episode is a lot of work. And reality is we don't have the capacity to do it. So we were like, what can we do to really scratch their itch with a sprinkle of our personality? So we decided that we are going to tell you a couple of short stories that are crime adjacent. And we hope that you enjoy these stories. Tazzy will be telling me a short story, and I will be telling Tazzy a short story. And then at the very end, we're just going to talk about the year, goals for the next year, and hopefully this will be a nice, fun, easy breezy episode. If you like it, let us know. You may get more content like this on a subscription platform. If you don't like it, that's
also
fine.
Let
you
us
listen
know
to the regularly scheduled episodes, right? So Tazzy, what story do you have for me today?
Okay. Ooh, should we still do our players?
Ooh, yeah. Go ahead and do the players.
Okay, hold on the fly. Our players this week are Brian Anthony McCain II, our victim, and Brian Anthony McCain Sr., our kidnapper.
Ooh. No sisters involved at all.
No sisters involved at all. Okay, so there was this man named Adam Walsh, right? And Adam Walsh had a son, John Walsh. And on July 27th of 1981, six-year-old John got kidnapped. And his dad is like freaked, you know, searching the streets, searching everything. Got cops involved trying to find his missing son. So his son was missing a total of 14 days. But when they found him, Josh was already dead. Head severed, like it was tragic. And Adam used this to like fight for change. He really wanted to put extra efforts and extra money towards missing children. He started a political campaign to help with missing and exploited children. His acts led to the creation of the Missing Children's Act of 1982 and the Missing Children Assistance Act of 1984. This is his life mission, right? So there was this made-for-TV movie called Adam, and it was the story of him and his son and all the changes that he fought for, right? So part of the thing that he wanted to happen when he published this film was he wanted a list of all the missing children, maybe in Ohio or whatever, or a compiled list. I don't know how many he showed, but he wanted their faces shown at the end of the movie as like a call to action. If y'all have seen any of these kids, let somebody know they're missing, you know? So, I think 38 million people saw it the first time. Like, a lot of people saw these kids, right? So, we have Brian McCain, right? Brian McCain, he really thinks he's the stepdad of this kid. But nonetheless, he's raising Brian Anthony McCain II with this white, he's black. He's got this white Italian woman that he's living with. They've got three kids together, two older sisters, and Brian is the youngest, right? And it was a very tumultuous relationship with him and the mom. And one day, he picks all the kids up and he's like, yeah, your mama's dead and we're moving.
I don't think that's what I want to hear as a kid. Your mama's dead and we're moving.
Right. Move over to Brian McCain and his son. At this time, they think it's the stepson, but Brian McCain the second, right? So Brian McCain Sr., he used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They started off in Ohio. They move. They bounce around for a little bit. They're like living a real shady life, like sneaking around. Like, you know, shit ain't fucking right, you know? So they end up moving to a reservation in Oklahoma, right? Like a Native American reservation. And they're living here for about 2 years. And it was rough for Brian the second. Like, he ends up getting sexually assaulted out there. And he's like, he's only six at the time. Like, he's already starting off having a rough life. Well, this movie, Adam, airs. And Brian's babysitter watches this, and at the end of the movie, she sees a picture of Brian saying that this is a missing child. So she immediately hops on the phone and she's like, yo, I need to speak to the FBI. I know one of these kids on this movie. So they go into Brian's school and they go and pull him and his sisters out of class and they're asking him a bunch of questions. What's your real name? Da 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 da. And he's like, I'm not a snitch. He ain't saying nothing. But his sisters end up telling and they end up reuniting Brian with his mom. And this whole time she's been fighting to find her kids. She's been putting up efforts. She's been, you know, doing her own political campaigns, trying to, you know, help with the situation. But she gets reunited with her kids. The kids moved back home. While they were gone, the mom got remarried. This nigga's abusive. To the point where the kids had to be taken out of the home. So then Brian ends up in foster care. Which, I just feel if I lost my kids, I wouldn't do anything to lose them again. This is around the age of 13. And like, I think he ended up really liking his foster mother, but he was like, I done seen so much in my life at this point. He belonged to the streets. He started selling dope and got a girl pregnant, had his first kid at the age of 14. And in one of these houses where he's selling drugs at, he meets, I don't know what his real name is, he meets Lazy Bone. He's not Lazy Bone yet, but he meets him. They bond over music.
Lazy Bone, like the artist, the musical artist?
The musical artist. He's not a musical artist now, but this is where, so Brian becomes Busy Bone, and this is where Busy and Lazy meet each other, and then they befriend Crazy and Wishbone and create Bone Thugs and Harmony. Isn't that a plot twist?
I mean, that's a good life story. I grew up, I was kidnapped twice.
No, he was kidnapped once. And then he went to the foster system. But yeah, I was like, wow, what a pass. And he was talking about, he never really talked about it with like his people. He was like, because they was all thugs, like legit. So they didn't really talk about sentimental shit. And then one day he get on there, start rapping about the shit. And he's like, everybody looking at him like, what is this shit? What you like, you trying to tell this crazy ass story? And he's like, nah, that's my life. It's like, the fuck happened to you, bro?
Sometimes I'll be like, I have a boring life. But sometimes I'm like, you know what?
I'll take a boring life. He credits his safe return to Adam Walsh. He says it's because of him. He's like, that man needs to be thanked by a lot more people. But that's crazy. That like legit him putting forth that extra effort of showing those missing children. I just wonder how many kids got returned home after that. I bet it was super impactful. Mm-hmm.
That turned out to be a beautiful story.
Thanks.
Mine is not as beautiful.
Okay. Bring us down.
Okay. Okay, Fred. So, you know, I don't watch a whole bunch of reality TV. And last year, I got really, really into Baddies West.
Yeah, you did.
Now, I didn't watch this year's season of Baddies, but last year I was really into Baddies. I was watching it all the time. And one person really stood out to me Well, first of all, let me put a disclaimer here that my favorite person is Big Biggie, not the little one. Period. I love Biggie. But Biggie always had beef with Stunna Girl. Biggie and Tommy always had beef with Stunna Girl. And then I heard them mention very quickly that Stunna Girl put a bitch in a dog cage one time. And I said, she did what? So this is rap girl drama. So in Detroit, there are these rappers. One's name is Molly Brazy and the other name is Rocky Bad. Now, Molly and Rocky, they got into it because they were saying that, you know, they were stealing each other's style, da 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 da. The girls were beefing. And, you know, that's happening.
Their style, like the way they dress, or their style, like
the style,
the
way
they
rap, the way they, yeah, the way they, you know, go about. But I mean, they both Detroit girls, right? Mm-hmm. So now Molly was really close with Cuban Doll. I'm sure you know who Cuban Doll is. So Cuban Doll and Molly, they had beef with Rocky Bad. And somehow it turned out to be Cuban Doll and Rocky ended up having a beef. Molly kind of dropped out of the beef. So Cuban Doll is from Dallas, but she always would be out in California hanging out with Stunna. Now, Stunna's real name is Suzanne, and she is from Cali. And she basically been running the streets since she was like 12. Her mama went to prison when she was 12 and she started running the streets then, getting in fights. Her first mugshot, I think her first mugshot is at 11 or some shit like that. They tried to put her in juvie for fighting. They put her in a group home trying to give her a second chance or whatever. She running across state lines at 14, FBI looking for her. She got into a big problem for like international money laundering when she was 18. Like, so anyways, Cuban Doll and Stunna Girl used to link up all the time. And people used to say that they didn't like Cuban Doll when she hung out with Stunna Girl because Stunna Girl is a real bad girl. Like, she ain't no play bad girl. She bout it. And Cuban Doll, she from Dallas. And, you know, Dallas got his Dallas is a street place too. But, like, they used to say that when Cuban would hook up with Stunna, that she would act like she was all extra hard. Like, she was all extra gutter. So people didn't really like that. But, you know, Cuban and Rocky been had this beef. Rocky rapping, she doing whatever she got to do. And so, allegedly, nobody went to jail for this. This all street bitches. So didn't nobody call the cops. This, you just got to put the pieces together from Instagram and YouTube, okay, people? So everything I say is allegedly. So allegedly, Stunna was like, yo, Cuban, we can set this bitch up and jump her ass. Cuban and Rock had already, you know, fought it out a couple of times. Rocky and Molly had already fought it out a couple of times. But Stunna was like, listen, we can set her up and jump her ass real good. So they in California. Rocky pulls up to a booking with her manager. Pulls up with her manager and they're like, oh, welcome to the show. Da, da, da. Brings her and her manager down a dark alley. Pushes them into a locked room. In the room, of course, is Cuban, Stunna, and a whole bunch of niggas. And at first, of course, like, Rocky Bad is thinking, oh, Stunna Girl and Cuban about to jump me. Like, you ever walk into some place and be like, oh, we about to fight?
No, I don't particularly find myself in them type of situations. But
I was about to say no, because we're not in those situations. But when she walked in, she was like, oh, okay, these two, they about to jump me, whatever, whatever. It was way more than that, because there was a whole bunch of niggas. And they was in Cali, so the whole thing was that's Stunna's stomping ground. So they was like, oh, Stunna called up a whole bunch of niggas beating up Rocky and beating up Rocky's manager. Mm-hmm. They pointing guns at Rocky. They beating her bad. Her manager, I mean, he was bloodied and bruised. They pointing guns at Rocky, forced her to get into a dog cage, friend.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And they were like,
this is on television?
No. Now, Stunna is on television. I think this happened in 2018. And so, you know, Stunna was on the episode last week. Nobody went to jail for this. They didn't call the police.
Right.
So they put Rocky into a dog cage. They take a picture of her on the dog cage. That picture, you can find it anywhere. It was uploaded to Shade Room Teen, which I didn't even know there was a Shade Room Teen. That should be shut down.
Shade Room Teen?
Yes, like teenagers. That should be shut down. That should not exist.
Yeah.
So it was uploaded to Shade Room Teen of Rocky in the dog cage. Now, the rumors go a couple of different ways. Like, the rumors either go that She was in that dog cage for a couple of days. Some people say that she was in the dog cage just for a little while so that they could take the picture and expose her. Then they said that they snatched her chain. Now, Rocky said, they didn't snatch my chain. My chain broke and they took it, which is, you know, different from snatching it. But, you know, they got her chain. Rocky ends up going to the hospital. Obviously, she is fucked up. She has this big cut on her stomach. They said that the cut on her stomach came from the incident. And then Cuban and Stunner were like, no, that's not what happened, because Rocky drank a lot. And because, you know, they beat her ass, she still had liver problems. They had to go in there and fix some shit. Rocky says, no, my stomach was hurting so bad, I told them they need to cut open and see what's happening. Turns out, like, all her intestines were bruised, or all her organs were bruised. Her intestine was ripped. Like, they really fucked her up, because it wasn't just the girls, it was them niggas too. They were so Rocky Bad has a big cut on her stomach. They say that it was from the incident. They say it was from pre-existing conditions brought on by the incident. Some people say it wasn't the incident at all. So she got that. Now, Cuban and Stunna started having beef to the point where, like, they fighting each other. They getting all upset. Stunna girl pull up at Cuban house while Cuban is sleep, child, and they get into it. And then she ends up stealing Cuban's chain. And
is this the same chain?
No, stealing Cuban's actual chain. Because remember, Stunna and Cuban did this thing to Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
But now Stunna and Cuban got beef. And so Stunna pulls up to Cuban's house while she's asleep and steals her chain. They get into it. And then Stunna FaceTimes Cuban. And Cuban's like, she's like, you called the police? And Cuban's like, hell yeah, I called the police. And Stunna's like, I got you on video saying that you was calling the police. And Stunna was, and Cuban was like, and I'll call the police the next time you pull up at my shit. So Stunna was trying to sell Cuban's chain, but it wasn't going for much. So Stunna allegedly, we don't know if this is true, Stunna ended up selling Cuban's chain to Offset. Because remember, the beef was back in the day that Offset was cheating on Cardi with Cuban. Remember, that was before Invasion of Privacy, when they had just got married.
Mm-hmm.
Not to bring up my girl Cardi's old beef, because, I mean, your nigga ain't shit, you ain't with him no more, so... Now, Cuban is like, I don't even know Stunna. Like, she did an interview. She's like, I don't even know Stunna. Rocky is still trying to, you know, get herself off the ground. And Stunna girl really is kind of just like, I mean, she was on Baddies. The storyline behind her was weak because everybody was trying to fight her. She couldn't even hang out with the girls. But apparently she kidnapped and put a bitch in a dog cage.
She said, and I
don't. And now she don't even like the girl. And now she don't even like the girl that she did it with.
Mm.
So, child. Oh, I didn't do my players. That shit crazy, friend. Because, and that episode where they went to Cali, or they were in Stunna's hometown for that episode. That was the episode they got to shooting, because Stunna had all her niggas there.
Yeah, this
I be
is
thinking
I'm
a bad girl. But maybe I'm not a bad girl.
No, no.
I just talk about them.
You definitely are not.
Because if a bitch got beef with me, baby, I'm going in the other direction.
Yeah, you was heavy into Baddies. And I never got into it. I actually never got a Zeus account, so that's part of the reason. But
well, I'm on somebody else's Zeus. But
you know what I mean?
It was also really great to watch in the gym. Like, I was watching it in the gym, which was really fun. Because them bitches fighting, I'm fighting for my life, too.
I hear that. You needed that energy to get you all riled up.
Yeah, but I didn't watch this season.
Why?
And I don't know. Probably because I ain't been at the gym. No, I just can't stand Natalie. I feel like you too fucking old to be acting like that.
I couldn't stand Natalie from Bad Girls Club days, so I'm sure the sentiment is the same.
Ugh. So, anyways, that's the story. So those are our two short stories, friends.
Hope you enjoyed. All right, let's hear it.
Yes. Let us know if you like it. Let us know if you want more like that. Because those are things we're thinking about putting on special subscription episodes, plus a few other things, you know. Who knows? We're coming up with new ideas every day, but we have some wonderful things in the works for 2024. So, Tazzy, what was your favorite moment of 2023?
My favorite moment of 2023 Sheesh, my favorite. I'm torn between two experiences. Nope, I got it. My favorite moment of 2023 was, is this strictly, I'm gonna say it, when me and you went to Mexico.
That was a lot of fun.
That was my favorite moment. That was a lot of fun. I felt like we did a lot of planning and strategizing for Sisters Who Kill and like dreaming up the future. Like, I loved it. It was so refreshing to like, and also have so much downtime with you. I think that really helped us find a good balance. Like, I feel like we've been, that trip, I don't know, things have been pretty smooth since that trip, I feel.
Yeah, because I don't know, like, ever since we've started the podcast, we've struggled. I think we've gotten better, especially this year. But the first 2 years, we definitely struggled with balancing our friendship and our work. And y'all may not know this, but, like, there was a time where me and Tazzy were not cool. And I was like, I don't really care if we're not cool. The show must go on. And Tazzy was like, I don't do that theater shit. So we going to figure out what the problem is. And we had to really balance out, like, everything that we wanted plus everything that needed to be done. Like, so I was really excited, and I'm really excited about what we have planned next year. I'm glad that we have, because even before this, Taz and I were supposed to start recording maybe 40 minutes ago, but we was just on the phone gossiping, not talking about Sisters Who Kill
at all.
And those are my favorite moments with you.
Yeah,
talking about everybody else's drama.
I love drama.
Just not my own.
Correct. Heavy on that.
Yeah, I think my favorite moment actually was all of, when we were in what is that state? Denver. We were in Denver, but specifically all of our drives from our Airbnb to the event.
Yeah,
because we smoked every time. We smoked every time, and by the time we walked in there, I mean, and we were in a good chill spot, and we were like, all right, let's go ahead and put the perfume on because it's time to go in and work. And we went in there, bitch, and we worked our asses off, y'all. That whole car ride, each time to and from, really, we did not listen to music because that was the only time we had just silence. And we smoked, we chilled, and then we got the fuck to work. Yeah. I love those moments because I was like, ooh, we get to just relax for a second. Yeah. I swear we did not put on music in the car until the very last day.
It was the very last day. And I was like, huh, I guess we've been quiet this whole time.
Because Tazzy talks a lot. She just don't like to talk to people all the time. And we had that trip, Tazzy, you had to talk.
Yeah.
And me, we definitely found our groove because I'm definitely the talker to anybody. And I was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, come find Tazzy. Here you go. Here's somebody for you to talk to, Tazzy. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Here you go, Tazzy. Here's somebody else.
But it was also, I liked, like, learning how to network. I think we make a good networking team together because of, like you said, that lineup. But the way it would shift and it'd be like, oh, this is the business person. Yeah, talk numbers. Let's really figure out what's going on here. But isn't this like, you're trying to tell me I need to do this, but this over here just said that. Well, let me look that up.
Yep. And then, like, sometimes we sat down with a meeting with a group of people and they had their, like, marketer person and their business person. And it was a great meeting because Taz was talking to her. I was talking to her. And we were just making sure that we were all on the same page. So when y'all have another meeting about us, y'all know where we stand. And we know when things don't align like they didn't.
Yeah. Well.
No, but I think we had some really great stuff. I'm excited. I think next year, like, I want us to be on other people's podcasts because I really enjoy being on Jokes on You. I really enjoy being on Erica Cobb's. People like seeing your face. So getting Tazzy out there and a very slight way that makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
We was on TV this year.
A couple times. It ain't all aired, but we did it. I think the first time, I hated it. Oh, I hated it. I was like, I want to go home.
Mm-hmm. We had plans to go to the plug and get free alcohol. Mm-mm. Tazzy left her book bag at my house. She was ready to run so fast. She ran out of my house so quickly.
I was like, is there something wrong?
I said, are you... I knew you were tired, but I was like, oh, is she pissed? And I was like, she left everything here.
Because
our plug, we love to finesse him. He loved me and Tazzy, so we just knew we had a plan. We were going to go over there. We were going to finesse that nigga a little quick. And then we was going to... You left. I said, Tazzy is tired.
Uh-huh. I said, get me out of here. I was not prepared for this shit. Yeah, I think that first episode was probably one of my thorns. What's your thorn of the year?
My thorn of the year. Yeah, I think that one was it too. No, my thorn of the year was that Monday. It was Labor Day, and you and I were trying to record all of the gifts that we got in the mail. And I was still working. I was supposed to be just on call at my 9 to 5. And it was Labor fucking Day. No, was it Labor Day? Memorial? It was one of those holidays that was on a Monday. And my phone kept blowing up. And I was like, I'm just trying to do my sisters who kill stuff. Like, why? And I think that was when it really hit that, like,
I can't
sisters
do both.
Who kill is... Right, I can't do both. Sisters Who Kill is really growing. But that day, and it was hot as fuck. That, do you remember?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I didn't even post
about
that video because, baby, we look hot. I never posted it because, Tazzy, we look hot. We look like we were about to die out there. But that was definitely the day that I was like, it's because I can't do both. Like, I can't do both. So, I mean, I'm still... I don't know. I'm still working. Like, I know that Sisters Who Kill is always going to be the foundation, and we're always going to, I know us, like, we're always going to be doing something. Either I'm going to be performing or you're going to be doing something else or blah, 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 blah. But, like, that day, and I remember your twin was like, Mara's upset.
Everybody watch out.
She's in a mood. But I was just so exhausted. And that nothing came from all those phone calls. They didn't book any of our people. And I was like, you wasted my entire day.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. That was the thorn of my year. So what was your rose of the year?
My rose of the year is... I want to say, I want to say something, but I don't want to say it because it's not exactly official. I'll say this. My rose of the year is potentially God willing and the creek don't rise. Using this to branch out, like, me going into my own work of managing other creators and businesses. I think when we talk a lot about what we want, it's easy to see what Morale wants. Like, Morale wants the fame and the television, and it's, like, easily aligned to get to that. But me, I want the business, and I want the backstage, and I want to help other people get their dream. And so getting opportunities this year to do that was my rose.
Mm-hmm. You got one client under your belt we haven't officially put out there yet. I don't know if you're going to, but...
And then I had another one text me what you set up. Text me yesterday.
It's like Tazzy and I were sitting at this meeting a couple days ago, and I was like, this is going to be great. Like, I can see this meeting going for, of course, Sisters Who Kill, but like where I want to go. And then I was like, Tazzy, and I see you facilitating this meeting. Like, I just can't wait to see what really comes of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited. More money, more money, more money. We need it, please. You know what my rose of the year was? When we was in Denver, we walked by
back
this
to
meeting,
Denver.
We walked by this company, right? And they really paid us dust, low-key. But, you know, me and Taz, we're nice wherever we go. Oh, no, we're Sisters Who Kill. Here's a card. We walk away. 15
I know exactly what you're
minutes
talking about.
Later, these white folks running us down. Oh, we looked y'all up. Oh, da, 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 da. Oh, you're doing this. And, oh, why don't you guys come over here? No, nigga, y'all ain't want us.
It's like we literally
just saw two black girls walking around.
In that booth situation, we came and we walked and we were like, oh, we're Sister Susie. He was like, okay. And I was like, damn, everybody else showing us their booth and he just kind of chilling. I was like, okay, well, yeah, this is who we are. I guess we'll keep walking. Hunted us. Ran like, you got to come down. Back to this party. I got to introduce you to the boss. I got to. I was like, no. Oh, the energy has changed. Mm. And that's when we really started working him. That nigga was knee slapping.
I know. We weren't even that funny that day.
That nigga was having him a rowdy good time. I think. Because we started joking about my leg. Because I did not have an ankle monitor on. I fucked up my foot.
That was my thorn of the year. Girl, when you came through that airport with that foot, I said, oh my God.
Oh, I wanted to cry. I could not put any weight on it. And everybody kept asking me, what'd you do to your foot? And I didn't know. It just... I took a step and I could no longer put any weight on it. And this is happening on my way to the airport. So I don't have no time to go to the doctor or see anything. I have to get to the airport. And I like to play it close. So I don't have a lot of time and I can barely walk. And it was just a rough time. And it lasted for the entire time that we were out there. And everybody kept saying, what happened to your foot? And I said, I don't know. The last person I said, I don't know to, he said, I need to come up with a better story. And so when we talked to this guy, he said, what happened to your foot? I said, I needed a good icebreaker to come and talk to you guys. So I decided I'd walk around with this crutch all day. And he's like, ah, ah, ah.
He thought it was the funniest thing that she ever said.
And Mariah's like, yeah. And I'm like, we telling him a real story. And then he's like, so you hurt your foot out here? And I'm like, yeah, basically. He's like, where'd you get the boot? And Mariah's like, she Amazoned it. Amazon the boot!
I was like, rich people are so weird.
Yeah, you guys are a hoot.
It was crazy. But no, because you text me. First of all, you were coming early to the airport that day. And I was so excited because Tazzy, when we went to L.A. last year, I was like, OK, Tazzy, I don't know. If the plane leaves, you want me to get on it or no? Like,
I was like, yeah, girl, go.
I'm waiting outside of the airplane just to look and hoping that Taz will get there. So Taz is early to this flight. And I bought her a burger and everything. I said, we're going to have time to sit down and eat. She texted me. She said, I think my foot broke. And I was like, huh? What do you mean your foot broke? And then I see her just hobbling through.
I was down bad.
I said, okay. At least on the way back, we got the wheelchair for you.
Yeah, that was great.
And then the other dude wasn't doing anything, so I got a wheelchair too.
That was good. That was great. And I needed that because I wasn't going to make it in any kind of timely fashion.
But it was so funny that whole week, Tazzy progressed because at first she had nothing. And then she had a ankle brace. And then she had a little scooter. And then she had one of them little peg leg things. You put on your knee and it was like a one-legged crutch.
Yeah.
And so every day we walked into that conference, she had something new. And everybody was like, wow, look at you go. When she got that scooter, though.
Look at her scoot.
The whole time, it was me waiting on Tazzy. And then finally, she got that scooter. I said, Tazzy, wait for me. Hold on, girl.
I said, I'm leaving you. No, it wasn't Mariah waiting on Tazzy. Mariah said, you just going to have to catch up. So I got on that scooter, and I was pedaling. And I turned around, and I said, you just going to have to catch up.
Girl. That was a good trip.
Say that again. Sorry.
I said, this girl in D.C., she's a baker. She DM'd me on my personal. And she said, if y'all ever come to D.C., I'll bake y'all a free cake. I said, ooh.
Sign me up.
Tazzy would love that. Go her to DC. I want to go to Struggle Beard in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Who else got a bakery? That's mm-hmm. one way to get us in your city.
Let me tell you, because I got a sweet tooth.
Imagine a tour of cakes. A tour of sweets. Now, that'd be fun.
Yeah, but y'all should let me judge a sweet cook-off. I'll participate in that.
No, I think that this was a good year. We've had ups, we've had downs. We've had the discussion group be stupid as hell.
Yeah. You know what's funny to me, though? That discussion group has come a long way. Because when we first started, every time we went in there, it was your group is at risk, your group is at risk. And the way that I go in there, we are always on green. And I always think back, do you remember somebody tried to make a new Sisters Who Kill discussion group? And it was need y'all to join it so to be legit. And we was like, no. Like, one, we don't know you, so how can we let you run a discussion group? But two, like, we're just going to save ours. And it was like, okay, when your group gets shut down and you lose everybody, don't go crying. Group is looking great. We have not been at risk in over a year. So, well done, everybody, for, you know, being creative in how you post. I'm not going to say following the rules because y'all don't always do that, but... good job on how you post.
Let me tell you something. That girl was in my personal DMs for a minute. Then you was all in every fucking... You know we see everything. I want y'all to know we have the ability to see everything. I think the only thing we don't have the ability to see is something that Facebook take down and don't let us argue it.
I know, and I'd be like,
more likely we saw it. Well, what was it? But then before I approved the post, I went into the discussion group that she created with my fake account, duh, to see what was going on in there. You know me, I'm nosy. It was just me and her in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, it's not even like you got numbers.
It's not nobody in there. Come on now. And then, you know, I do think that one day maybe there will be other groups like that that branch off from people. Like, when I think about, like, one podcast in particular. Read. I feel like I shouldn't say this because technically you're not supposed to have it. When I think about one podcast in particular, the host of this podcast has been around forever. The host of this podcast had to be like, y'all can't have no discussion group. Y'all don't know how to act. We're not doing it. Y'all don't do it. I don't want to hear about nothing because, you know, in discussion groups, especially if they're not there, like, them talking shit about us, at least we get to see it and regulate it and slow down the comments. Like, if they do it in another group, it's just there. So they shut down that group. Then there's another, like, subgroup of people, and we don't even, the title of it has nothing to do with the podcast, but we all know why we in there and what brought us here. And maybe that'll exist. But that was also, like, 7 years in the making of that podcast. And I feel like one day I'll be tired of the discussion group. But I'm not yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm not big enough to ignore the mean things. They'd be like, who approved this? Me. I did, because you hurt my feelings.
It's never me. It is never me. I'd be like, who approved this?
Me. Because if it's spicy, Keto will leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's normal, she'll post it. If it gets spicy, she'll leave it there. Me, because you hurt my feelings. Get him!
Shut up.
Because Taz be like, it's okay, Mariah. It just comes.
It do. It literally be the smallest percentage of people who say it. You know? You'd be like, no, 6 people said it. And I'd be like, okay. So it wasn't just one. But still, it's the smallest bit of people. Let me see.
What was your favorite episode of the year? People were asking about that. I got to remember, what episodes did we do this year?
Favorite episode of the year.
Look at our Instagram. That's my favorite way of looking. Like, you got to go to our Instagram, start scrolling.
Okay. Some of these girls just look so pitiful. Just, like, scrolling through as a whole, pitiful. It's them Brianna Connor Washington, she the most pitiful one.
I like our Christmas picture.
Yeah, that was cute.
I know I didn't tell you which one I was going to pick, but I feel like you had a good idea that I was going to pick.
They said y'all was high as hell, weren't you? Mariah ain't even open her eyes. I was like, we were pretty sober.
I got big cheeks.
Actually.
I got big cheeks. They may not look like it all the time, but when I smile. Back when I did pageants, my mom was like, open your eyes. Ooh, Sahara. Sahara. She scared me.
That's exactly what I was just looking at.
I think those are the scariest cases. Like, that man didn't do nothing to you but exist.
Ooh, or like Martina Westcott.
Tracy Lynn Gardner. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. I think that was my favorite.
That was definitely one of my favorites. I knew. I was like, they are not ready for this. And as soon as I posted her picture, they were like, oh, God. Because the way I would not get my ass done by somebody who face looked like that. That's like going to get your hair done and her hair not done. That's like going to an esthetician. They got a whole bunch of acne. Like, why would you do that?
I actually like the kidnapping of LaZawn Williams. I think really though the most fun has been the guest episodes, dare I say. I think there was only one guest episode that I didn't so much enjoy. It was a little hard for me to focus. I hope it doesn't show up as that. But I don't know, I like that little crossovers. Top two, Jokes on You and it, Comeback with Erica Cobb, for sure.
Those were our only two.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, they were.
I'm talking about of all time.
Oh, people really didn't like us with the Larkita Collier and Sharon Patterson, the teens that killed that girl grandma.
Oh, they didn't like us? What happened?
Oh, no. You know, it's still a brutal crime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They killed that woman.
That was 465 comments. That shit went up, huh?
Yeah.
Let me see. Are you ready to hear?
I'm going
to
do more period pieces this year.
I have
We did Monique King. We did Romeo this year.
Oh, is that this year? Man, it's been a long year.
Mm-hmm. We did Merlin this year.
Oh, wow.
We did that back in April. Too. Girl, we did some shows this year. Hold on.
The list is getting longer. Because
I'm just at my birthday.
And I feel like people listen to it.
Felicia Blakely was this year, bitch.
He was like, oh, there were some juicy ones. Let me see. Okay. Are you ready to hear some stats?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready to hear some.
Okay. So I was really hoping. I'm a little disappointed at this first stat, but, you know, in due time. I was hoping that our first episode was going to break 200,000 by the end of the year. We are at 198.
Wow. Okay.
So we were just shy of it. But Jazz and Taz, top episode with 198. What do you think is episode number two?
Angela Simpson.
No.
Of all time?
Yeah.
It's got to be one of the early episodes. It's got to be like.
Think popular.
Oh, Brittany Norwood.
Yes.
Lululemon. Yeah.
So that's at number two with 166. Okay, number three is from this year. Wow, that's crazy. Ooh. The dates of 1, 2, and 3 is number one being our first episode. The number two is from our second year, and the number three is from this year.
Oh, this year? Hold on, which one went really crazy this year? Is it popular? Is it a popular case or a period piece?
It's not a period piece.
Is it one of the military ones?
It's not a military.
Is it Alexis Simpson?
It's not.
Okay, who is it this year? Who went crazy this year?
The death and birth of the Evans children.
Oh, yeah, girl. That was sad.
That's got 164,000.
That case had a lot going on.
Yeah, this year didn't do too bad though. We got a lot of episodes like in the top 10. From this year, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Half of them from this year in the top 10. So we doing all right.
That was what's up. We had a good year.
We did have a good year. And it's all thanks to you guys.
I thought you were going to say thanks to me. And I was like, thank you, Tazzy. It's all thanks to you, too. No, for real. It's all thanks to you guys. Marat is a narcissist. I hate her.
You did great, too, Marat. You did great, too.
That's right. It's all thanks to you guys. We really couldn't do it without you. Y'all keep us pushing. Y'all keep us making. Y'all keep us having fun every week. So I'm really excited about the moves that we're making next year. So we've made some New Year's resolutions. I think we'll keep those ourselves, but we're excited. We actually reached our New Year's resolutions that we set last year for the podcast, so we're excited to do that again this year.
Yeah,
and keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And stay around forever. And ever. And ever. And ever.
In your memories, right?
And ever. You're funny.
We'll live on in your memories.
You're funny. Or behind a paywall. Okay, y'all. Well, that has been our year. I think it's been a pretty good year. I don't have anything else. I hope that you guys are ready to support us next year, because next year we're going to be giving you the best that we got, baby. All right?
All right.
Tazzy, do you have anything else?
You tell them where to find us.
Oh, yeah. You can do that literally everywhere. So if you want to get us something for Christmas, share the podcast with somebody. Go and send our Instagram, Sisters Who Kill. Send them our Instagram, Sisters Who Kill Pod. Twitter, Sisters Who Kill. TikTok, Sisters Who Kill Podcast. Go on the discussion group. Say something nice to somebody for a change. But
oh my God, people in the discussion group be like so bothered. They'll be like, I don't like this thought process. And it's like, then that wasn't the post for you. Well, you think I came here to argue with y'all? It feels yes. like it. Because you gave your unsolicited opinion, and then somebody gave their unsolicited opinion back, and now it's, I don't want to hear what you got to say. Leave me alone. I don't understand the energy that some of y'all come with. If you don't like but it, don't subscribe. Like when you comment, everybody's now subscribing you to that post, and you have to get more of that stupid-ass post that you didn't like.
Also, like, if you're just coming there with a thought process, why don't you expand? Like, if I'm saying I got from D because I went to A, B, and C, and you say, I don't like the way that you got to D, tell me how you get to D then, you know?
Like, can y'all just let everybody just, if that's not your subgroup of people, then maybe a subgroup of people are over there in that post. Well, let's just get along.
Can't we all just get along? All right, you got to answer questions to get in there, because clearly we have to make sure that you're at least halfway decent. So share the podcast for Christmas, and we love y'all so much. We will see y'all in 2024. Anything else from you, friend?
Nope.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. Talk to us, we talk back.